This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, there are times where really everyone faces discouragement, despondency, even depression from time to time. I wonder, as we think through this biblically, we've discussed this on the podcast quite a bit, how does somebody understand their depression or discouragement as part of God's plan, like Romans 8:28? How does somebody understand that? And then as a second question related to that is we know that God has a plan in the world, what he has done in creation and where he is leading it towards its ultimate end. But as part of that plan, does God want his people to be happy? Mm. Is that something he desires for them? Happiness. Mm. And then if so, then where does discouragement and suffering really, and depression especially, where does that fall in that plan? And how do we understand that the right way?
If we understand happiness as a feeling, I think we're going to be confused about what we are commanded to do. So we're commanded to rejoice. There are places in the New Testament we're commanded to rejoice. And to rejoice regardless of circumstances. So if I think of that command being fulfilled in the realm of my emotions, then I think I'm going to think about it wrongly. Joy is it's a choice. It's a choice to agree with God about what is taking place in my life from the standpoint of everything he's revealed in Scripture, which will give me an eternal point of view. And when my heart is submissive to God, rests in God, I can know joy even in sadness. So something is breaking my heart, but I'm okay because I believe him. The night my dad passed away, I was profoundly sad and yet knew a supernatural, almost unrepeatable sense that all was okay. And I would call that joy. I had a joy even in that moment of profound loss because I know the truth. I knew what the gospel my father had believed. I knew his Savior, who is my Savior. I knew where he was. But at the very same time, I'm thinking about having to sit down with my little children on the front porch of our home and tell them their grandfather had gone on into eternity, having to go next door to my mom's house and think that, through that with her and plan a funeral service. And it were profoundly sad things, but joy. So if you think of that as some sort of lightness of emotion, I think you're thinking about it the wrong way. And so in that sense, I would say God's goal for us is not our happiness, but our holiness. I mean, that's what he has destined us for, conformity to the image of Christ. And that means, if you talk about how does this figure into Romans 8, 28 through 30, I'm being conformed to the image of Christ through everything I experience in life, and there's a whole variety of life that we're going to experience. There are going to be up times and down times, easier times and hard times, times of addition. You guys just got a new baby. Times of loss. And through all of it, you know, times of sickness, times of health, through all of it, we're being conformed to the image of Christ. In terms of how to understand myself, like there are people who deal with discouragement regularly. How does that figure into Romans 8, 28 through 30? We each have our own unique burdens to carry. Our oldest was diagnosed with diabetes at 5 years of age. That has been a burden of his to carry for his entire life. Can't remember a time he wasn't dealing with that. In another sense, not even worthy to be compared to what he went through, but it was our burden too as parents. Because at that age, you're managing the diet and the shots and the blood checking and and thinking about it. Back when he was diagnosed, we were told the average lifespan for a type 1 diabetic was 30 years after onset. So here's your five-year-old child, and you're thinking 30 years.
Wow.
But we're called to glorify God right there. Right? When the Lord gives you a new baby, mm-hmm. you're called to glorify God there. When your father dies, you're called to glorify God there. When you get news of sickness, you're called to glorify God there. And so every realm of life presents this opportunity to glorify God. In the same kind of way, we're all wired differently. And some of us are going to have a burden to carry because of the way we're wired that other people don't. Mm-hmm. Some are more introspective than others.
True.
Some are more outgoing than others. And so if you're a contemplative, reflective, more tending toward being a loner than someone else, mm-hmm. you're probably going to struggle with discouragement more than the average person. Some of that needs to be overcome by believing the Bible about fellowship and the church and relationships, and you have to take your natural tendencies and mortify those and walk in the truth. But anybody who's ever been sad can know or would know and agree with this. You can be lonely right in the midst of a whole crowd of people.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So some people are just wired in a way. They're going to mm-hmm. battle with that more than others. And what do you do with that? You realize God, first of all, God made me the way I am, mm-hmm. but I'm also affected by sin. Mm-hmm. We're living in a sin-broken world. So we're all going to have to battle our fallenness. That can be even in the emotional realm. There have been very famous Christians who battled with discouragement their entire life. Spurgeon was one. Mm-hmm. John Piper has done Swan Songs that he's done? He's done one on a hymn writer who battled with depression his entire life. We take how we are, affected by the fall, and now we glorify God by not allowing that sort of natural wiring under sin to be what determines how we live. Mm-hmm. And that means when you are going through periods, seasons of discouragement, taking what you're thinking and comparing it with the Word of God and bowing to Scripture. Mm. So I've walked with family members who've been through dark seasons, and the only way I knew to help them, and it proved to be effectual, the Lord used it, is each day saying, let's think about what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. What's going through your mind? And now let's compare that to Scripture, and then pointing them to Christ, pointing them to the truth, pointing them to an eternal perspective. And the Lord saw us through those seasons. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a long-winded answer to your question, but I think it sort of encompasses everything you're asking about, mm-hmm. which is God's main goal for me to be happy with by emotionally being up all the time? Mm-hmm. I would say no. His goal for me is to be holy. That means conformity to His Son. Do I have to be emotionally up to know joy? I would say no. I think joy is that sense of wellness and settledness and hope that is found in the truth. And I can know that even in the midst of very sad times. Mm-hmm. And what the thread that runs through everything we're talking about is the intentional, consistent bowing of my mind and my heart to truth as it has been revealed in God's holy word and as it is found in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's how we live.
And then there are some places in the Bible where we're commanded to have a kind of delight or to be glad or rejoice in the Lord always, those sorts of things. So how about those in relation to this question?
I would lump that in with those commands to rejoice. I think it's the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
I delight in the Lord. I'm agreeing with the truth about God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And say it to you this way, I think we sometimes take those commands and then we turn the spotlight on us. Mm. I have to delight in the Lord. Where is this delight in the Lord? When I believe what we're meant to do in view of those commands is turn our focus away from us to the Lord. And in that, I am delighting in Him. Mm-hmm. So let me forget about me, turn my attention onto the Lord God Himself, the truths He's revealed about Himself. And as I set my agreement there, that is delighting in the Lord. Mm. So it's not really measured by an emotion.
Yeah.
Emotions are fickle things.
That's true.
There are people who sing with tears flowing down their cheeks and walk out of a church building and live in sin. And there are people who are stoic in their singing and walk out of a church building and live for Christ. Mm-hmm. So you can't measure whether you're delighting in the Lord by your goosebumps. Man, that I must really be walking with God. I had goosebumps Sunday. Mm-hmm. I feel it. You're going to be deceived. Mm. Emotions are fickle things. But in the realm of our choices, in the realm of our decisions, in the realm of our devotions, is where delight and joy is really manifested. And I do think it has an effect on the other realms of our life. God made us emotional creatures, so it has an effect on how we feel, but it's not determined by how we feel. So continue to think that way and choose that way, and you will be a more joyful person even in the realm of your emotions. But it doesn't begin there, and it's not really determined by that. It's determined by decisions.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.